Welcome to episode 37 of the Burning Bush Podcast, where we share the message of the Bible while enjoying a good cigar. Hope everybody's having a good week, and just want to say thanks again for stopping by the podcast. And this week, I'm smoking a Cinco Vegas Cask Strength. It is the boxed pressed Toro, which actually is the only size it comes in. So let me go ahead and read you from their website the description of the Cinco Vegas cask strength, C-A-S-K, cask. Borrowing its name from the tradition of undiluted, powerful whiskies and scotches, the Cinco Vegas cask strength is a complex, full-tilt blend booming with satisfying layers of flavor. The mixture of feisty Corojo wrappers and long-leaf Lajeros born from Cuban seeds in Nicaragua is extensively aged, then box-pressed to perfection for optimal flavor. Do not fear this big boy blend. Cinco Vegas cask strength is balanced and buttery throughout. And the wrapper is a Corojo, as I said in the description. Binder is Nicaraguan. Filler is Cuban seed Nicaraguan. And it is a full-bodied smoke. And like I said before, only comes in one size, the box-pressed Toro, which is a 6 by 52. So that is the Cinco Vegas Cask Strength Toro. And of course, the link is in the show notes for their website. And with that, let's go ahead and get right back into Chapter 9. Of Mike Heiser's book, What Does God Want? The title of this week's section is Disciples Fast. Fasting may be unfamiliar to many readers. Generally, to fast from something means to abstain from that thing. To fast from food means to go without eating. This is the kind of fasting we see most often in the Bible, though not always. Jesus fasted, Matthew 4, verse 2. He presumed the disciples would follow his example and warned them not to be hypocrites when they did so. Matthew 6, 16 through 18. Fasting isn't about drawing attention to yourself. It's between you and God. Fasting isn't merely about abstaining from food. You can fast from all sorts of things in whatever manner you want. Jesus wasn't recommending a strategy for losing weight. He has something else in mind when he fasted and when talking about fasting. While the Bible contains many instances of fasting, there are no specific rules. Paul noted that married couples might fast from sex, 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 5, to devote special attention to a matter of prayer. But why do it? Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 5, about couples agreeing to abstain from sex for a time, gives us an indication. Do not deprive one another, except perhaps by agreement for a limited time, that you may devote yourselves to prayer. Fasting is a spiritual practice designed to help us focus on prayer. How does it do that? Perhaps an example helps. If you decide to fast from food for a day, whenever you're hungry, you are reminded to pray. Your fasting is a reminder and directs your attention to the reason you decided to fast. Another way to think about fasting is to ask what distracts us from prayer, or more generally, our walk with God. The answer might be our phones, television, or some hobby. These are all things we can set aside for a time, or fast from, to bring our minds back to God and prayer. Early church communities fasted so as to collectively focus on prayer. Acts 13, 1 through 3, and 14, 23. In the Old Testament, community fasting was also a way to show collective sorrow for sin and repentance. Jeremiah 36, verse 6, and Joel 2, verse 12. That's the end of this week's section of What Does God Want, entitled Disciples Fast. We'll pick it up next week in the next section, entitled Disciples Worship. So thanks again for stopping by, and check out the show notes, as always, for links to Mike Kaiser's books, his Naked Bible podcast, his Awakening School of Theology, and the link to Groundworks Ministries for daily Bible studies and devotion, as well as the Burning Bush podcast merchandise store, where you can pick up some things to help spread the word about the show. So I really appreciate you checking out the show notes and helping support the show. And until next week, have a great day, have a great cigar, and God bless.